Fearlessly On Productions podcast. We have Renee Sanders, our guest today. She's an artist based here in Florida. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us, Renee, how can you tell us like a little bit about yourself?
Oh, let's see. I've been doing watercoloring for 20 years. I started in Colorado Springs, and then I moved up here, got married to my husband, and started doing multicolor watercoloring and multi everything. I mean, I do Batik, I do Pebeo, I do acrylic pours. You name it, I probably do it.
What inspired you to begin? What inspired you to do some art?
Well, I think I was, I think you're born with it. I think that was my purpose. I mean, when I first started with my son and daughter were little, I first started with doing pottery, and then I went to my church and they had a watercolor class, and I started doing that, and I just fell in love with it.
Can you tell us, I know that your website just launched, can you tell me your top three work of art that you've done and that people can see on your website?
Let's see, well, I love my dove. I think you love it too. I think that is so pretty. And then I just did a really awesome landscape picture called Seascape.
Your husband names the art.
He names the art called Seascape that I really, really, really love. And yeah, I think I'm pretty proud of my pictures. I know there's another collage there that's pretty awesome too.
What type of paintings do you usually do? Is it more nature driven? Is it more biblical driven?
Honey, I do everything. I mean, I just did a portrait of a black woman. I do everything. I do everything.
What type of style of painting do you do? Abstract? I don't even know any more types of paintings, but abstract. There's still paintings. I think there's one.
Yeah, I think I think abstract is probably my most favorite.
Yeah.
But I also like to know like this. This painting that I just did of this African woman, that is, that was an abstract, and it was just simply beautiful.
Like, what inspired, for each painting, do you, think about it for a few days, or do you just, think about it really quick and just paint it out? Like, how do you plan these paintings, each one?
I think both of them, they differ between what I want to do, but I usually have a piece of art in my art room, and I usually have it there for, 3 or 4 days thinking about what I want to do and working on that piece of art and evolving it from day to day. I work on it every day, and I see what I want to do, but then sometimes I just see a piece of art and I just work on it for a couple hours and then I'm done. It just depends on what kind of piece of art it is and what I'm doing with that art piece.
And also part of your Rise Again Art business is that you also provide teaching. Can you tell us your skill level on that?
Oh yeah, I teach your brother and I love it. I teach Daniel and he is amazing. If you want to look at my art and look at classes, student artwork, you can see Daniel's artwork, and he is, I just absolutely love teaching. I've taught 2 people, and I'm always looking to teach more people, and I think they have such a heart, and you don't really have to draw well or know how to paint, because a lot of the stuff I teach you, I'll just help you with, or, we'll figure it out, and you don't have to be a super great drawer or know how to paint.
You also do workshops as well.
I do. I'm having one coming up now. It's called Halloween Webbing, and it's going to be at the Broward Art Guild July 8th at 10 a.m. And if you'd like to attend, you can just go call Broward Art Guild, and it's July 8th at 10 a.m., and it's $30, and we're going to have a lot of fun there. And you don't have to bring anything else. I will provide all the materials.
And what is webbing?
Oh, webbing? It's a Halloween webbing that you do that you did for Halloween. And I just put it over a canvas or over Yupo or whatever, and then you spray it, and it turns out really cool. That's what my dove is made out of, is that webbing. You'll see a lot of my paintings. I do a lot of webbing.
You were talking about a little bit about, I think it's Pebeo.
I know. I love Pebeo, and the thing that I love, I love learning. I've always loved learning. So I'm always taking these classes, and I'm always learning really, really cool stuff.
Can you also tell us any artist or famous artist that has inspired you in your work?
Well, let's see. I was talking to you about my Pebeo, And I love, I love Pebbio, and I love the way the outcome does. And I also love resin and colored resin. I just found out about colored resin. So I'm really into those two, and I'm really into acrylic pours with silicone in them and a medium. You mix them together, and it kind of looks like a hippie thing. So I really, right now I'm into those three things. But let's see, a artist that has inspired me. I mean, I think I always go to different classes and different things inspire me, like different paintings, different artists inspire me. So not really not one particular.
Okay, yeah, me too. I mean, there's several artists that I like. I mean, I went to Europe, and I mean, I never really appreciated art as much as now, because because back then art was pretty much the latest technology in some ways. People, you know, like entertainment, and you know, people, you know, visualizing things, and it was a big deal back then, and I really, you know, got inspired. But yeah, like you were saying, there's different artists, different styles. Picasso, yeah. Dali.
No, I don't like Picasso.
Okay, okay, Rockwell Norman. I don't know, but it's funny because Norman Rockwell, not Rockwell Norman. That's from my high school education or college. I can't remember, but
some of those in my living room.
Yeah, and, you know, and like art doesn't have to go on painting. You know, it could be on clay. You know, it could be.
I have done that a little bit with that too, yeah, because I do love to working with clay. It could be on, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a form of expression. I mean, like, would you think that you relax when you paint? Is that something that you feel like you kind of like calm down and just shut off like the world?
Yeah, you kind of like get in my Jesus mode, and I just like get into who I was created to be and do it. And then, you know what I really love about art too is sometimes I love, like, I have a voice and my voice is important. So I love to do a lot of collage, and I really like to do a lot of collage with Daniel. I mean, I love to hear that he has a voice, and I like to hear his voice expressed. That's what my most favorite thing to do is listen to what his voice is and express it through paintings.
Wow. No, yeah, it's very true. I think, you know, people come, could become expressive. Like my brother Daniel, which is what she's referring to, has autism, but he likes art, you know, he expresses out. I mean, anyone can do art.
Anyone can do art.
You know?
Anyone.
And it might not be your style. You might like music or like another type of art, you know, photography, you know. And speaking about photography, part of your website is Heart-Led Photography. We don't have Elisha here now, but we'll probably interview him later on. Can you tell us a little bit about his photography?
Oh, yeah. He is my son, and both him and my daughter do it. And I just think has such an amazing eye. His composition eye is just incredible. It's so, so incredible. And my daughter has a way of posing people and opposing different people that look really, really good. And she's a really good people person. So I think they're going to do really, really well in this Heart-Led. And it used to be a different name. It used to be Terra Nova, but they wanted to change it to what they felt their hearts were. So now they named it Heart-Led. And if you go on his website, my website, you'll see his pictures, and you will be as amazed as I am.
Yeah, most of his scenery, like around the world, he went to Thailand for a few months, was it?
He went to Thailand. He went to Honduras. He went to Australia. He went to California. He's been here in Florida. He's been in Ouray, Colorado, and Colorado Springs.
You know, it's funny because I see like very similar his photography to your art, like nature. You know, I mean, I love nature, but it's really, you know, it's just really like authentic, comes to the point. You know, and I kind of think about God's creation. You know, that was his art. You know, how he created, right?
Right? Right? That's what I think I love about art, is that he created such beautiful scenes and such beautiful...
That's amazing.
...beautiful places, and you just look at it and you're like, wow, that is his creation. He's a good, good God.
Would you say your paintings are more Colorado-influenced or Florida-influenced?
I think they're more Jesus-influenced.
That's good. That's a good answer. You know, Jesus is all over the world, all over the place. He's omnipresent. Do you have a favorite business book that you've read? Or do you read business books?
No, I don't read business books. I read a lot of Christian books, a lot of stuff on that, but I don't really read business books.
What's your favorite Christian book?
I don't know. Oh, The Shack. I do love The Shack.
Okay.
I do.
That was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is a movie. I do love The Shack.
One random question. Would you rather give up watching sports or listen to music?
Would I rather give it up?
Yeah. Sports, which one would you do?
Sports. Yeah. I don't care about sports. Okay, I love music. No. Thank God my husband doesn't care about sports either. I only care about sports when it's a Super Bowl and it's the Broncos playing. Then I'm into sports. Right. Other than that.
Yeah, that's right. The Broncos were doing good these past couple of years. Now we'll see what happens. And how can people get a hold of you?
They can go to my website, riseagainart.com, and they can, all my contact information is there.
And your Instagram is riseagain2017?
Is it?
Yeah, it is. I created it for her. She's new into Instagram. And I think you like it so far.
I do. I gotta just remember those, doing those hashtags.
I know, it's easy. You got like hashtag South Florida paintings.
Okay,
you know.
Forget.
And do you have any closing words?
Just thanks for looking at my website. And if you need to get a hold of me, or if you want me to be an art teacher, I really love autistic adults. I think they're my specialty. I think I have a heart for them. But I think anybody I can teach art to. And thanks, and bye. They're all for sale.
Exactly. Go to riseagainart.com, and you're able to buy the paintings really easy, and she'll ship it out as soon as possible. And they're great stuff. I've seen it. They're really encouraging. And like I said, like art, you know. Art.
Variety of prices, a variety of styles.
Exactly. They could be low-end, high-end prices. It's so worth it. And you can have it matted. And friends.
Yes.
As far as I know.
You want to pay additional price. That's an additional price.
Exactly. And thank you very much for coming on the podcast. And God bless.